speaking with Riverdale head football coach Guy Dierickx, and I know apparently this week, Coach, you had to make a tough decision in regards to a varsity football season for 2022. I know these are some strange times we're living in out of the pandemic, but just talk a little bit about kind of the final decision you had to make this week.
Yeah, you know, coming up kind of through the ranks, we knew that, you know, these groups were kind of lean. So, you know, we've done our best we can to try and recruit the hallways and the kids that we have in the building. And then, you know, looking at some different avenues and opportunities to still trying to provide our kids an opportunity to play football at this level. But ultimately, you know, what it came down to is, we had a few, especially over these last couple of years that, you know, just, you know, decided not to play for various different reasons. And as a result, I'm not able to have a varsity program this year, you know, and disappointing and, you know, for lots of things, you know, there's a variety of different, you know, it's not just the football team. It's the entire community rallies around it. You know, the cheerleaders, the band, you know, fans, and it's just a very difficult decision that I've spent, you know, a lot of time talking with the superintendent and the high school principal, you know, of putting our heads together and trying to figure out what we can do, you know, before making this decision to get to this point. But ultimately, you know, for the safety of our kids, that's, you know, what we're having to do.
And you make the decision basically a month before games kick off, where you hope maybe if schools want to fill that spot on the schedule, they have kind of an opportunity to do that. So I guess the question is, you know, when you lose something, you're a little bit worried about, hey, can we bring it back? Now you're still going to field a JV team, but are you a little worried about, you know, moving forward to like next season?
I mean, being in the situation, I mean, I would be remiss if I said I wasn't a little bit. You know, we're sitting at 5 seniors and 2 juniors, and so we're going to be in that same situation. You know, and it's going to be how our kids respond to it. You know, are we going to hit the weights? Are our kids going to be, you know, physically and mentally prepared, you know, to bring some up to kind of to field the team next year or not? And so, you know, concerned, yeah. You know, optimistic, yeah, you know, looking at our numbers and what we have coming up, but, you know, we'll be talking and discussing, you know, more than likely some situations again next year to what it is that we will be able to do.
And we were talking a little bit off the air, and I said off the air, is 8-man a possibility? And you said, basically all options on the table. Do you want to expand on that at all?
Yeah, you know, all options are on the table. Just trying to figure out a way that, you know, our school of, you know, right around 300, where I think our enrollment is 305, this year, can compete, you know, hosting, 4 different varsity sports for boys during the fall. You know, with numbers like that, it's, you know, it's tough. And, you know, from years to years, I mean, other programs in our community have gone through this, and now it's our turn. And so, you know, it's, we love providing opportunities for our kids to compete in whatever that is, you know, whatever their sport is or activity, whatever. And what we're committed to doing is committed to providing opportunities for our kids to compete, whether that be 11, 8-man, or whatever it is. You know, we're going to try and seek that out.
All right. And, you know, when I hear over the last 10 years, all right, or maybe even 15 years, you know, watching games, all right, and I don't care what school it's at, you know, when I'm talking about 1A, 2A, 3A football, you know, those type of schools that we cover here at WRMJ. All right. So when there's a live play occurring on the field, all right, so the one team has 11 kids on the field. Mm-hmm. The other team has 11 kids on the field.
Yep.
You know, you don't see a lot of kids on the accompanying sidelines. So, mm-hmm. you know, now when you hear a lot of programs say, if we can get 40 kids out, you know, man, we feel pretty good. Right. Or even 50, it's like fantastic. But, you know, when you're at those numbers even, you're not that far away from kind of being in trouble. And a lot of schools are kind of hovering around that 40 to 50. right. with participation for football. I mean, in general, the sport, is the sport at a crossroads, or do you, I don't think it's fair to say you're ever going to get those huge participation numbers back for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. But there is a question. I think a lot of people would be surprised if you tell them, hey, Riverdale's not having football this year. And they're like, well, wait, what? So, I mean, right. are you, I mean, just in the sport in general, you concerned a little bit about just the sport in general with participation numbers and I don't know whatever, and I don't know what the answer will ever be. And I know we deal with like officiating shortage. That's another big issue this year. But what about like numbers in high school football and the future of the sport, you think?
You know, I think there's always going to be football in some way, shape or form, you know, or fashion. There's always going to be football. Now, you know, what we, in the past, like you said, you know, 10 years with concussions, with data, different things that are coming out with, you know, sports specialization and, you know, kids thinking, you know, to scholarship wise for a different sport and injuries and just lots of different things to come out. I think it kind of needs to be a rebranding, you know, a rebranding and education of, you know, how has the game? Yes, the game has evolved and the game isn't the same way that we played it, you know, 15, 20, 30 years ago. You know, we've evolved, we've expanded, and I think a lot more is that education piece on, you know, especially as I make phone calls, you know, to parents and talk to them and kids, it's, you know, it's that nervousness that, you know, scared of what, you know, this happened to me when I was younger or a friend of mine and, you know, how we can, you know, how we combated that, how we've done some different things in order to change the game and make it safer. And, you know, with the technology, with our pads, with some different stuff like that, but also in the way that, you know, different games have made or different rules in the game have made it safer with crack blocks and, you know, cutting and high lows. And so things have evolved. And I think, you know, just continuing to find ways to educate your community on how that is and the way and how they have changed is I think where we is that rebranding and that education piece that needs to be done.
All right. So then the other question is you said 7 juniors and seniors. So what happens to them? 7 juniors and seniors that want to play football, can they still play at a JV level or is that something your opponent will have to decide like each Friday night going in?
Yeah, I mean, it's a communication piece that we need to make sure and work, with each school, you know, even over the past couple of years, you know, in order to field and get games, you know, we work really well together within our conference of talking to each other and saying, you know, hey, this is my situation. I've got a couple kids that, you know, don't play at all and want them to come down. And, you know, I think it's, you know, a gentleman's code among coaches in the conference and in schools that we, you know, we communicate that. And so providing, again, we want to try and provide those kids any opportunities that they can, that we can, in order to let them, you know, finish out the things that they've loved growing up and been a part of. And so, however we can do that, we're going to communicate and try and get that done.
All right. So I know you're a Riverdale grad, right? If I remember correctly.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. So this has to doubly hurt for you that, you know, you're the football coach. You're the AD, I get that. But then you're a kid that grew up and played football at Riverdale. Did you play for McCarty, Coach McCarty?
I did. Before?
Okay,
yep.
So yeah, so everybody in Aledo knows him, you know?
Yep.
So I'm assuming that even when he hears that, he's like, wait, man, there's not going to be football this year at Riverdale. Wow, so I guess how doubly, I guess I don't know how to phrase the question. I mean, that really
well,
has to
just keep,
it really
you know
has
what?
To hurt
I mean,
you, man.
You're pouring some salt in here, man. You know, yeah. I mean, on all levels. You know, the thing is, more than anything, is that I've had my time. You know, I've had my time. I went through it. I was a part of the first two playoff teams ever to come through here. You know, went on and, you know, did different things as well. And then came back, you know, that was always my goal, to get Riverdale back to the spot where we all know it can be, and we know we can get back to that spot. But you know, for the meantime, yeah, I hurt personally, yes, for a various amount of different reasons, but more than anything, it's for those kids that don't get to have their time and finish out the things that they started it and set out to accomplish, you know, coming in and stuff like that. So yes, on all levels.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. That's a tough question too. I get it. Yeah. And I feel bad for you. And I've always respected you, and I've enjoyed our working relationship from a WRMJ standpoint. No question about that.
Thank you. Me too.
And so I didn't realize that your enrollment's down to 305. So mm-hmm. I mean, and a lot of schools in the western and northwestern portion of the state are dealing with declining enrollment, not just in even bigger schools, really throughout the state of Illinois. So 305, and I know Fulton just a couple of years ago, they left to go to the NUIC because more of those schools are in line with their enrollment. Are you feeling good about your relationship with the track, with your enrollment declining like it is? I mean, are you still happy being in the track, or is that something you're going to explore too?
Yeah, you know, we're committed to, you know, the Three Rivers Athletic Conference. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, we have to look out for in the best interest of all of our programs. And while, you know, football is the most physical and, you know, combative sport there is, and we haven't been as, you know, in the last 3 years, really since COVID, you know, 4 years ago, we lost 14-7 to Newman, to go 4-5 that year, not make the playoffs. And then Newman went on a run and won a state title. So, you know, we've been competitive. It's just not consistently competitive. And a lot of our other sports, you know, have been very, very competitive in the Three Rivers Athletic Conference. And so, you know, we're committed to the conference and, you know, doing what we can in order to continue that relationship.
All right. Well, I've always enjoyed heading up Illinois Route 84 to Port Byron to broadcast the game, whatever it be, football, basketball, or whatever. So we hope the Rams can recharge, and we hope there'll be a varsity football season in the fall of 2023. And, Coach, good luck to the JV kids here this fall. And I guess the only other thing I have then, you've relayed the information to the conference, and that word is starting to get out. I mean, is there a I mean, there's really nothing they can do other than, hey, we're telling them a month in advance that we're not going to have a varsity football team, so they can try and fill that spot or take the forfeit victory.
Yeah, you know, in respect to them, you know, want to try and give them a little bit of time. I know, obviously, they would want to have known sooner, but, you know, trying to do everything that we possibly could, exhaust all options, you know, has kind of led us to this point right here, so... You know, we feel like we've had, you know, in some communications and talking with some schools, for that, and then with letting them know here, you know, it's not a good situation in any aspect, but, you know, trying the best we can to make the best out of the difficult situation. So.
All right. Coach, appreciate your time today. Thanks.
Yep. Have a great day.
All right. Riverdale football coach, athletic director Guy Dierks with us on WRMJ.